Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, joined now by Joe Starkey, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Joe, I'll start out the conversation. Are you by any chance related to a Richard Starkey, who's a drummer from Liverpool, England?
No, but there's another Joe Starkey out there who's way more famous than me. You remember the band On the Field Play? The guy who made that call in the Cal-Stanford game, that was the real Joe Starkey. I'm just a fake here, yeah.
Oh, man. Awesome.
Wow.
We're learning a lot about
Joe Starkey.
I thought
you were going to say he was the trombone player who got pancaked at the end. For some of our younger listeners, they do need to Google the band is On the Field so they can see that. Again, Joe Starkey, our guest. Well, we had this question all written down. Will we see Big Ben? But the Steelers have basically put it out there, and we've heard from Big Ben himself. He is set to play at least some in Nashville on Sunday night.
Yeah, last year against the Titans, I'm sure you remember he played about three series through 18 passes, which to me is too many. Now, I mean, he said, he was quoted today as saying, you know, he wants to take a hit, and that's fine, but I'm more of the Sean McVay school. I don't know if you saw that story today where he said he's not going to play any of his starters. To me, the risk isn't worth the reward, but I guess if you've been around for 16 years like Ben has, and you say to Mike Tomlin, look, I want to get in there at least a little bit, I guess you acquiesce to that. But I can't imagine we're going to see him for more than a couple, maybe three series, really.
Yeah, it's interesting. 12 starting quarterbacks in the NFL have not played in the preseason. I mean, we're clearly headed down that path, right, where more and more coaches just choose not to give playing time in the preseason.
Yeah, I guess you have to sort of think to yourself, how much is it really going to help him or any quarterback to play a couple series? You know, how much does that translate to the opener 2 weeks from now? Now, Ben, again, today, he said it did, just to get kind of used to the speed of the game. But I just don't see it worthwhile. I saw Matt Ryan get sacked three times the other night. It was crazy to me to think of the risk compared to what small reward you might get.
There was a quote from Ben too, and we played some audio from Steelers.com, and he basically said, you know, I'm just gonna, you know, just do what Mike tells me, you know, just, I mean, if he says play, and we all laughed out loud. I mean, hasn't he at this point, Joe, like you said, he told Tomlin, I'm going to play in this game. Pretty much at this point, wouldn't he have say in what he did or didn't do?
Yes. I would think he would have say.
Yes.
And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing about Ben is once you put him on a field in a competitive environment, you don't know what's going to happen because he's so competitive. You know what I mean? He'll try to make a play. That's the other thing, that if you're Mike Tomlin, you're thinking, oh, my God, you know, once he's out there, who knows? Who knows? The adrenaline takes over. And I was stunned last year against the Titans when he attempted 18 passes. That was amazing to me.
Joe Starkey with us, 93.7, The Fan in Pittsburgh. What's the vibe around that team with Le'Veon gone and with AB gone?
That's a great question. I mean, the narrative here is that it's kumbaya. You know, it's everybody getting along, and it's wonderful. And I'm sure that some people are definitely glad that Antonio Brown is gone, just for the fact of the constant drama. But there are others, you know, who remember all the plays he made for them, and they haven't played a real game yet. But I would say right now, honestly, the vibe is calm. That's what I would say. It's very calm. It's also, obviously, I'm sure you guys are aware of the huge story of the passing of Daryl Drake, so it's also been a little bit somber, I guess you could say. I haven't been around the team a ton, but that's certainly the vibe, is when you have a tragedy like that happen in the middle of camp, it really, I think, changes the dynamic of everything. And Darryl Drake, the receivers coach, was a guy that people really, really looked up to. And he was a help not only to the receivers, but to Ben. And I know Ben was deeply affected by this because he was close with Darryl Drake as well. And I think that Ben really trusted Drake and was a guy that helped Ben through everything with Antonio Brown. Even though it blew up at the end, it might have blown up a little sooner or a lot sooner than that if people hadn't been smoothing the waters.
As a media member, what do you think every time you see some crazy thing come out of Oakland now involving helmets or improper footwear in a frozen chamber or anything like that? Do you think there but by the grace of God goes us in the media in Pittsburgh, or what do you think?
I mean, for our business, you guys know it's great. It was great to have Antonio Brown here every single day. And then even when he's gone, I mean, we're leading in Pittsburgh every day, our mid-afternoon show with Antonio Brown stories, whether it's Le'Veon Bell commenting on him or it's the helmet thing or the frozen feet. But, you know, bottom line from here is that he committed the cardinal sin. Is that he walked out on his team when they needed him most. He couldn't be found. They needed to win a game against Cincinnati going into the season finale last year, and this dude walked out on his team. And that to me changed everything and forever changed the way that I'm going to view this guy. And I think it did for a lot of people here too.
So when people in Pittsburgh see the frozen feet and the helmet story, which could have been taken care of months ago, nobody's surprised. People were probably laughing. Like, that's about right.
I mean, you're always surprised when a guy who spends half his time in Florida and half his time in California day to day with extreme frostbite, for sure. and you're always, this guy, everything he does is a surprise and isn't a surprise because what happened here on a daily basis. But, I mean, he had a blonde mustache by the time he walked out on his team, you know, when they needed him most. But here in Pittsburgh, people are watching and following. You know, we get a lot of people who say, stop talking about this guy. And all I have to do is point to the TV ratings, which for Hard Knocks, which in Pittsburgh are triple the national average. So people are watching, and I don't know how to explain it, but you can't turn your eyes away from this guy, and they want him to fail. Make no mistake about that. But he's a daily just freak show.
Joe Starkey, our guest, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. A lot of Josh Dobbs fans, obviously, listening in Tennessee. How close is this number two quarterback job race in Pittsburgh right now?
Well, first of all, I love Josh Dobbs. I do a sort of an impromptu show every week with Al Villanueva, the left tackle. It's called Anything But Football with Al, and we talk about just that, Anything But Football. And his locker mate happens to be Josh Dobbs, who is, as you know, literally a rocket scientist and a really thoughtful and funny dude. So I've gotten to know him a little bit and really like him. As far as the backup quarterback, listen, they want Mason Rudolph to have that job. He's a guy who's drafted a little higher than Josh, but really with a sort of different intent. It felt like when they took Josh, they were taking a guy who was going to be groomed to be a backup eventually. When they took Mason Rudolph, they were taking a guy who they think, and still do, even with Ben's new contract, maybe, possibly, someday, could be the guy who replaces Ben. So I think that Rudolph came into camp with that advantage, and he has outplayed Josh. Josh, when he's played well, has played really well, but he's also had a couple big mistakes, including an interception in the end zone last weekend. So they haven't really said anything, but my opinion is that Rudolph will be the backup for sure, I think.
You think they keep three quarterbacks? Does he stick around, Josh, or hit the open market?
I do.
Okay.
I do think that. Now, there's another little story brewing here. Their fourth-string quarterback, Devlin Hodges, who, by the way, is a national champion duck caller. He's the all-time leading passer in Division II or whatever they call that now. He's from Samford, not to be confused with Stanford.
Oh, yeah. That's Birmingham,
Yeah, and he's been a big story in camp. he's been really, really good. And there's some line of thinking that they could look to trade Josh Dobbs and keep this kid as the third string quarterback. I don't think that's going to happen, but this kid has really opened some eyes, so I wouldn't totally rule it out either.
Okay. So you've got Big Ben, a rocket scientist, and a duck caller in that quarterback room. That's pretty outstanding.
Quack, quack.
Hey, what about Cam Sutton at cornerback? I read where he's had a really good training camp.
He really has, and his calling card for them has been versatility. And they didn't have a very good secondary. They haven't had a good secondary for a while now. And Cam has struggled a little bit to stay healthy. He played in the opener against Cleveland last year. He got burned by Josh Gordon for a touchdown, but he also made an interception. And he's been all over the place in camp. By that, I mean many different positions and playing well. He'll play outside. He'll play in the slot. He's played a little bit of safety. And it looks like this is the year for Cam Sutton to really make an imprint with the Steelers. That's the gist that I get from camp.
Well, Joe, thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate it. Know you're busy for people who want to keep up with Joe. I've certainly checked out the Twitter feed. Lots of good baseball stuff on there as well. At JoeStarkey1 will get you there. Thanks so much, man.
I appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Yes, sir.